which wasn't even any fun till I got about 17.
What kind of parties did you have?
You know, like somebody's birthday party, you know, this kind of thing, you know. And that was about it, an occasional birthday party. You didn't have birthday parties every year. I don't even know if I had one in my childhood. I don't believe I did. Might have. My brother had one time. That was kind of girl stuff, you know. You know, girl have a party.
Any kind of party you had when you were in college?
I never was much of a party guy, you know, because I'm an individual, and just because everybody to the parties, yeah, they used to have, you know, graduation parties, and this one guy, his daddy had a lake, you know, and a bunch of lake houses, and we'd go down and have a party, and everybody got zonked out of their mind, and I'd go in, and I just didn't, you know, I didn't like to get drunk. I mean, you know, I said, well, if I'm going to do something, enjoy it or not, I at least want to have my own mind about me so that tomorrow I can say, damn, I won't do that anymore, or, hey, boy, I like that, I want to go back and do that again. Yeah, but you know, just parties, beer parties, you know, whatever.
Did you call them beer busts?
Nah, just a party. Yeah. Yeah, just a party.
Okay.
I like it all. You know, I can stand, you know, Chopin and stuff like that, and a little Mozart now and then, but, you know, country and western, some classical, rock. All different kinds of music. I like it all. You know, there's certain parts of all of it that I don't like as well, but, you know, I can dig any of it. There's a degree of satisfaction in all of it. I like good lyrics. I'm a lyric nut. I love lyrics, and by that I find a lot in songs that other people don't ever find, you know. I say, oh, is that what that thing's saying? God, muddy. You know. But, you know, I like it all. I especially like to dig out the lyrics, you know, and see what it means to me. I don't try to guess what the guy was thinking necessarily, but, you know, because a fella can be super happy and look back on a time when he was not and write a song like, you know, Sunday Morning Coming Down. Chris Christopherson wrote one time that probably nobody to amount to anything ever heard except close friends of mine. I bring him around and say, listen to this. Listen at the pain he remembers, you know. And the song is, it was wintertime in Nashville down on Music Row, and I was looking for a place to get myself out of the cold, to warm the frozen feeling that was eating at my soul and keep the chilly winds off me and my guitar, you know. And, you know, so he stopped. I can't remember now. I'd have to go back and do the whole sequence over. But anyway, with a pocket full of empty, with a stomach full of empty and a pocket full of dreams, I dropped my pride and stepped inside a bar. Actually, I guess you'd call it a tavern. Cigarette smoke to the ceiling, sawdust on the floor, and friendly shadows. And actually, the devil was, he met up with the devil there. You know, there was an old man sitting at the bar, and in the mirror, I could see him checking me and my guitar. And he said, come on up here, boy, and show us what you are. And I said, I'm dry. So he bought me a beer. Anyway, he goes on telling about, you know, the conversation they had. And he says, the old man was a stranger, but I'd heard his song before, back when failure had me locked out on the wrong side of the door. And no one stood behind me but my shadow on the floor. And lonesome was more than just a state of mind. So you can still hear me singing to the people who don't listen to the things that I'm saying, praying someone's going to hear. You know, like I said, I know where he was. You know, he had finally come to the realization that he had met up with one of his hardest times, and he beat it. His name of the story is To Beat the Devil. And he said, well, I ain't saying I beat the devil, but I did drink his beer for nothing. And then I stole his song. And then he goes back into the song that the devil taught him. So anyway, like I said, I'm a lyric writer.
On a great life.
Why don't you go ahead and mention a few of those styles?
Yeah, well, you know, we were talking about shoes, and you mentioned, what do you call those that you have on? And I said, boots, you know, which is a stupid thing to say. I mean, you knew they were boots, right? But then I got to thinking, well, there's a lot of, you know, different kind of shoes there, you know, slippers and loafers and, you know, sandals and things like this that everybody knows. But we used to have plow shoes. Excuse me, I'm smoking a pipe, I get that junk all over. But a plow shoe was like what you might call a